we have mentioned a few weeks ago that among the many different G'dayli Yisrael, going back even from the time of Rishonim, who have recommended regarding learning Chovos Halavos. So I believe we mentioned also that the Shloah HaKodesh, of course, with the Rosh HaTevis, Shloah Shnei Luchos HaBris, that's the name of the Sefer, which there are many, many volumes. And the Shloah HaKodesh originally intended the Sefer to be a Tzavua for his children. And it turned out to be a tremendously extensive Sefer that discusses many, many Yonim, both Benigel and both Benister. And there's the end of the Shloah, there is an, it's called Perik Asori Hilulim. So he brings there that, and this was part of the Tzavua, that for his children, he says, V'yasoik, Tomid, he says, B'sifrei HaTshuva, U'bifrat B'chodes Alvodis. So basically, he gives instruction to his children that they should be acting in Sifrei Musar. And he says, B'frat, he said, that they should be discussing and learning the Sefer of Chodes Alvodis. There's a Sefer called Mora Dara de Yisroel, which talks about the life of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, the Rabbi Yushalayim. And it mentions there that for the Talmid HaYeshiva, that Rabbi Yosef Chaim, not only which he gave the regular shiurim, but before each year he would learn a particular section of Chovos Halavos. What's kedai to mention, and this is a little bit something which is not known bechlal, maybe take an opportunity. When we talk about the godless of the Rosh, of course, one of our G'dayli Rishonim, it's interesting to point out that, of course, the most famous that we know is the Balaturim, Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturim, who was the son of the Rosh. But the Rosh had a number of children. And one great godel, Rishon, who is not as famous, was Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Rosh, Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Osher. The same way that Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Osher, which is the Balaturim, so we had Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Osher. Ben Yehuda ben Osher, the son of the Rosh, was born in Germany, because the Rosh originally, of course, came from Germany, from Ashkenaz. That's around 1280. And he actually was nifter in Spain, in Toledo, and that is in 1349. Ben Yehuda ben Rosh. What's interesting is that before the Rosh decided to leave Germany, which the Sibah was, because at that time, what happened to his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, was imprisoned. And the Rosh sensed that the same thing that was happening to Maram Rutenberg, the Rosh was the recognized leader of Ashkenazic Jewry at the time, that he's probably going to be next, especially because they tried to extort money from the Jewish community in order to ransom the various G'dayli Yisrael. So the Rosh already had decided that he's going to be leaving Germany and he's going to go to Spain. But he sent ahead of him, you know, before the Rosh left, he sent Rabbi Yehuda to Spain to push it to arrange the family settlement there. Rosh, knowing he's going to come to Spain, so he sends his son, Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Rosh, in order to arrange, make accommodations for the Rosh to go there. And the interesting thing is, ultimately where they ended up was, in fact, in Toledo, which in the Rishonim, Toledo is called Tultila. Matter of fact, the tour himself, if you go through Or Chaim, Yeredeya, wherever you go through the Dalet Chalokim of the tour, the Shulchan Aruch, the Dalet Chalokim comes from the tour. When we say Or Chaim, Yeredeya, Ebenezer, Chashim Yishvit, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo didn't make that up. That's basically these sections, these four departments and sections. That's the tour. Rabbi Yosef Karo, when he went in, is based upon these four sections. He passed in the halachis, you know, in Or Chaim, he called it Or Chaim, of course, and so on and so forth. But what's interesting thing is that the Rosh came ultimately to Tultila. He was the leader. And not just Tultila, that's where he was official Rav, but Shilas came from all over. And but he was nifter, the Malamokim was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rosh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rosh was the Malamokim of his father in Toledo. Now when the Rosh was nifter, Rosh was nifter, there was not too much of a difference between the Rosh's Petira. Rosh was in 1327 and Rabbi Yehuda was 1349. Difference between the two. What's interesting thing is that, which is fascinating, because you have to realize the Rosh who came from Ashkenaz, and is brought down by the Tshuvas Rosh himself, that there's a number of things that the Rosh decided or tried to implement in Sfard, because he's so beloved there, and figured that maybe some of the halachas the Rosh felt that we're doing in Sfard, the Rosh felt was not halacha. And the Rosh therefore tried to bring in certain halachas from Ashkenaz and Tzfarad. Just to give you one example. For example, the halacha, whether it's a requirement to write a prus bol anchoivis in Chutz Lords. There have been different opinions to Rishonim. According to Rosh's opinion, based upon the Chachma Ashkenaz, that one should write a prusbul in order to avoid that Shviyah, that Shemitah neutralizes the loans. In Sfard, in Spain, they never wrote a prusbul in Chutz Lords. They did not write it. So the Rosh himself writes in a tshuva that when I came, he said, to Spain, I tried, he says, to the institute, a new takana tribal, and they didn't want to listen to me. So the Rosh says, for years, he says, we have a Jewish community here. A lot of years. He says, we never did it, he said. So they didn't want to accept. In spite of the fact that they love the Rosh, you see from throughout the writings and so on and so forth, and it's known. But nevertheless, a certain thing that the Rosh tried, he says, it just didn't go. So, but in spite of that, here's what's fascinating. The Rambam, of course, was from Sfard. In Toledo, once the Rosh was there, they wanted an institute that we always paskin like the Rambam, except when the Rosh disagrees. So much cover there for the Rosh. And who do you think opposed it? Rabbi Yehuda himself, the son of the Rosh. That just because he says, my father is the Rosh, does not mean that just simply because he is the Rosh, not the paskin like the Rambam. Rather, the Piskei Halacha should be based on the merits of whatever the Shaila is. Could be the Rambam sometimes, it could be the Rosh. But to make a standard klal that no matter when, if the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, we're always going to pass him like the Rosh. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of the Rosh himself, disagreed with that. It is said that Rabbi Yehuda wanted to move on to Seville. By the way, Seville in Spain, that's where the Ritvo lived. It's called Sevilla. If you take a look in the Rishonim, when they refer to Seville. And Rabbi Yehuda wanted to go there, but the community, but Poshet didn't want to let him go. And they even, matter of fact, they increased his salary in order to make sure that he stays, which is works many, many times. The fact of the matter is that there is what we have, Shalz Tshuva Zichron Yehuda. Shalz Tshuva Zichron Yehuda, which is from Tshuvas. And this is just, they say, very, very interesting, which we have Shalz that came all over to him. I should point out that there is a half of a fellow to get thing which he brings in the Shalz Tshuvas. And he says like this, I'm going to read your Loshin of Rav Yehuda ben Rosh. This is Hakdama to what I want to say. We'll go back to all of this. He says, Atem Eidai, he says to his people, say, you are my witnesses. The Gamkola Koho, Kiminayoi Mashe Bechar Tenbi, from the time that I was chosen to be my Malamoke, my father, Leishin al Kisei Adoin Yodizal, Shloinoseisi Ponem Lishumoda Badin. When he came to Din, he says, I never favored anybody, no matter who it is. And you are my Aedis, he says, right? All by Kufas. But the Rav, in passing the Torah, he said, I never was nice upon him. The Efshir says, yes, I'm only human. Could be, he says, should be Shigoga to Isi. Kisof Kosof, he says, Ki bar anoichi miish, v'loi bin asodam li. And even he says, I only had, he says, very little wisdom, v'loi bin asodam li. So Mabel, of course, at Spatzlo, I made a mistake. But in order to make the point, that if he did something, Shloi Kedin, it was only B'shoigig, look what he says further. Omnon, in the merit, but if I would have done something, he says, I was not upon the badin or did something, if it was b'mezid, he said, lo yoiv Hashem slechli, should not be forgiven for that. Because he was so convinced that he never did anything b'mezid, which should be shloi al b'din Torah. Anyway, so it's very fascinating that in the tzvoah, there's also, we have the tzvoah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Arosh, and he writes that when his mother was pregnant with him, he says, horo mimeni. He says, now this is when my mother conceived, and she was pregnant with me. Omru lo becholoim sheteileid ben revi. He told her in a dream that you're going to have a son, and this was going to be her fourth son. And they asked her in the dream, im hoisheroitz ishi a chochem o yosher, what would you rather be, this son? Do you want to be a chochem or a noisher? The heshiva shohoisheroitz ishi a chochem. How did it happen? Not sure if he felt that was true, that it had to happen, as Anivis. But of course, he became. But I have to tell you, you talk about medieval times, you see how, what in our eyes, viewing what's called justice is not called justice. And we know sometimes, you know, Mazel and Medinas, you know how they take care of situations, but you have to realize in Tkufis HaRishonim, and if nothing else, I have to tell you this following Shaila, in Shalta Tshuva Zichron Yehuda, from Rav Yehuda ben Arosh. He says, he received the Shaila, says, from Cordova in Spain. That's where the Rambam was born. So I received the Shaila from Cordova. There was a Maisa that someone was very upset at a dying. Very upset at a dying. apparently the Dayan paskened against him, and he figured he has to get even with the Dayan. So what did he do? By the way, it's in the Shas Tshuva Zichron Yehuda Siman Ayin Tes. This is so fascinating. So he says, what did he do? Ma'ase be'echod, this was in Cordova, he says, Shehikos Adayin. First he went ahead and he slapped the Dayan. Slapped the Dayan. In addition to that, the Hishchis Hadras Ponot, which means he probably shaved off his beard. He took the Dayan and forcibly, didn't give him a patch. In addition, he shaved off his beard. Says the Gudav Ben Arush. They asked him, what's the Oynish for such a person? Narrowly. Shem Chazishom says, I'm not a Rav for Kedova. Says, I can't tell you what to do there. But I'm the Rav in Tultila, in Toledo. Says, what will we do here? Narrowly, Shem Chazisholem, Shem Chazisholem, he says, Yera Dover Kezekan betulatila, Hoyu Atamad Chachomim, Vazkenim, Maskinim, they would all agree, Lach Toich Shteyodach, cut off both of his arms. Bishvil Beit HaKoyes, because they're two avos. Quite my patch, then shaved off the guy's beard. So it's Sayhan. So he says, Shehiko Vadayim, the Hishchis Hadras Ponav. If that's what they would have said, the Tamid HaKom, this came, he said, Maskim Yemoyim, Boho'om Yishmu V'yero V'gam Lo Yishar Loi, you should not have any hands left to be able to do it again. V'ameshi Yosef Laza Kedor HaRazeh. So he says, V'nosesi V'nosati B'inyan in the Tamid HaKomim, when we discussed it with his Gaiden, Anoshim Mechbodim, the Rubam is Kimu Shem Chazvisholem Ye'eret Kozebim Kameinu Lach Techlo Yashta Yedayim and he maskin and what? So it's the top of the film. We're so far removed from this idea, but here's the had going time to Kuvis Rishonim, but it means Bizoin of Talmid HaChachomim. What type of anointing, she says, would have been implemented. In any case, then Yonenu, in the Tzvoich, the Yehuda Ben Arosh writes as follows. Targilu Atzmechem, he says, the Lil Moed B'Sefer Choyves Alvodos. I want you to make it a regilis. It should become a habit to learn Choyves Alvodos. Also, he mentioned Sefer Ayosha, remember we said that's Miuchas or Rebbeinu Tam. And Sefer Ayosha, and also, he said to learn, he says, the Geras HaTshuva L'Rabbeinu Yoyne. Ben Yoyne wrote the Shari Tshuva and the Geras HaTshuva, he says. Yisimu L'Vavchem, and make sure that you pay attention to whatever that you are learning. Shetehei Akriya Omanas Lasers. And to do it B'Kavon Esalei. And he also says, when you learn Musar, if you go in the Yeshiva Stake, you learn it loud. If you learn Musar, Musar is done loud. It's a special nigin even there. Stam is already from Tekufis Rishoyim, he says, V'tashmiu lo znechem ha-sha'atem mo'itziyem b'fichem. Make sure that your mouth clearly enunciates. So Stam is from Tekufis Rishoyim, you see here. Comes already from time of Tekufis Rishoyim. This is the way to learn. Interesting thing is that many years ago, maybe probably 30 years ago, standing here on the corner, here Main Street, an old lady comes over. She appeared to be something like 90. She starts talking to me in a good, echte Litvish Yiddish. And I said, where she's from? Bank Yisham, she says. Stam from Litve. Stam from Minsk. And you have gekent the Minske Godel. Mr. Godel was Rabbi Yeruchem Leib Perlman, who wrote the Sefer Or Godel, and he was known as the Godel from Minsk. You know, when we refer to him, he was zeiched to a title, the Godel from Minsk. This is how he was known. He was the Shver of the Dvar of Rome. Rav Rome is a very lomdish sefer, not on my Torah, not on my Shivas, was the Kovner of Rav Rome Doiver Shpiro. As a matter of fact, just a Gavruch, I have to tell you. By the way, his Loshen is Gavalvik, the Dvar of Rome, it's a talent, why should have a Sprach? He really like feeds it into a person's mouth, anything that he says. He writes Bariches, but the Riches is simply because to try to explain clearly so you know what he means, as opposed to others who have a from writing very Bekitzer. So he says in a particular Chiddush. If anybody, by the way, learned Berch Shmuel or Borach Ber, Gevaldik Chiddushim is very, the Lashon is a very difficult Lashon. Very difficult Lashon. As a matter of fact, in one of my yeshivas many times, there's different ways of trying. Borach Ber meant this, or maybe he meant this, and so on and so forth. There's a Gevaldik Gebal Iyun, of course, Borach Ber, but it's a Lashon, everybody knows, it's a very Shver Lashon. What's interesting is that the Dvar of Rome, after he writes his own Chiddush, after that he says, I opened up the Berch Shmuel. And he said the same thing. Don't you can make a mistake what he means. He writes himself. But Avram himself is saying that it's hard for him to really see it very clearly in the words of Rabbi Haber. So anyway, so he was the son-in-law of the Minsky Godel. So the Minsky Godel wrote, and he says, that we know the Gemara tells himself this brachis, that hey, if Roy Odom she Yisurim boim olof, if the person sees that he is afflicted with Yisurim, what's that? Yifash fish b'maso. What do you do? Chuva. So the person has to search his maisim. Gemara says, if he finds the chet, fine. Pishmish v'loy motzav, what happens if he... So yitl be bitl toilet. So the Gemara says, then you have to be toilet. So the Minsky Godel said, If the Gemara tells us that if a person is afflicted with Yisurim, Yepashpish v'maisim, he searched to find out your Avelis, find out your Averis, well, how do you search? You take a flashlight? What's the best way to search? See how far you're removed from Chayvus Avodas, he says. Now that should be the tool. That should be the tool, he says, in how to be Mekayim the Yepashpish v'maisim. So again, so this is very, very interesting. And I think that we should start again with the sheets, which gives us some tremendous insight, again, in Betochim, which helps us again when we get to the Chodesh Avodas. Let's take a look. We have here, this is from a sefer called Asorah Nisyonos. Hashecho Hashem Yehovcho. First of all, he starts, he says, Eich, imagine. He says, Eich shigi Avram Avinu l'Eretz Yisrael. How do you think when Kosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, lech lecha ma'aretzecha ve'melatecha, go el ha'aretz asher arecha. You can imagine Avram Avinu thought, I'm going to arrive there, it's Yisrael, it's going to be elam nucha ve'lanachla. Kosh Baruch Hu was telling me, listen, lech lecha ma'aretzecha, come to the land that I'm going to show you. What do you think if Avram Avinu was trying to figure out what's going to be the other end? It's not going to be a knife. Find gold at the end of the rainbow. It's a terrible trip, all of the things that he's going to go through, the journey. So, Eich shigi Avram Avinu l'Eretz Yisrael, im choshav, if he thought, shigi elam nucha ve'lanachla, if that's what he thought, that he's going to find peace and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael, he made a big mistake. If that's what he thought. Because why were you raw Boris? Remember the Torah tells right away? But he raw Boris, that's what he finds. He finds there's a famine. And matter of fact, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, now he has to leave. Avram Avinu le'yorad le'mitzrayim. By the way, why did he go to Mitzrayim? Why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? It's not because he's looking for luxuries. There was no bread to eat in Eretz Yisrael. Couldn't be any less. So the reason that he left Eretz Yisrael is not he went, oh, in Mitzrayim there's more luxury. No, Eretz Yisrael is mamish latid. You couldn't survive. He made that decision. So Avram Avinu said, lo yorad l'mitzrayim machmas moisrois. Hu yorad ki lo hoya lechem lecho. Because then, matziv, in such a thing, what would another person say to himself? Because Baruch Hu tells me to go to Eretz Yisrael. Leave my land, leave my parents, leave my family, leave my friends, leave everything, leave my surroundings. And I come to Eretz Yisrael, and this is the Kabbalah spot. That's the Shalom Aleichem. Some real to start to think, he says, what's happening with me? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing this to me? He started to question Hashem's judgment. He said, because then matzev we met it, believe it, shalom ha-shayla, rebaynish lo'ilom, im kem bishul ma bosi lika. So is the person becoming. At the moment I come, I can't survive, I have to leave. I have to go down to Mitzrayim. That would have been a kasha, a normal question that everybody would ask. Avol Avram Avinu le'shoyel shaylos. Avram Avinu does not ask any questions. He says, "Ho imun al his batlis mukhletis HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He's totally mevatel his metzias completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem omer lo lo velikam. I came here. If there's hunger, I have to go further. So now I have to go further. I said, what was the purpose of coming here? Hashem told me to come here. I did. Now I have to leave. So I have to leave. He says, "V'tarchu lekas mikan holchin." If you have to go, so you have to go. I came because I was told to come. If I have to leave, then I have to leave. Kulai, he says, "Botel mevutel ach v'rak le'tzoynesh l'kodesh baruch hu." Now, he says, "Kishuodam agia l'ha'hakora hazu be'emuna." When a person comes to this type of hakora, who ochein matzig lidoig v'lachshoish mitnei ho'osi. When you reach that kind of a madrege, and again, as we have, there are different levels in Bitoch. If a person reaches that madrega, he does not worry about the future. There's no room. Eina misoinen ala hoive. Does not complain for the present. Rakmamin umiyachil Yeshuas Hashem l'rachmo. But rather, he is hoping, and he believes that Yeshuas Hashem, that he's dependent on the Rachmanis v'Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'toyra misupra al hogar. Listen to this. The Torah we know, we just learned it not too long ago. By hogar it says, there was no water. Then the Potik says, Ayivka chalikim esenel, now Kodesh Baruch Hu opened her eyes. So Vatelo, so she went. She went and she filled the skin with water. And she went and she gave him water. So the Medrash tells us, the move of Medrash Rabbah, she filled it. Why did the Torah tell us she filled it? So the Medrash indicts her. It's half of the fellow's Medrash. The Medrash says, Shemilo oisa b'mayim yoiser mikdei hitztarchusa loisa yoim. She filled up more than she really needs for the day. In other words, she filled it up for the future. For omru alo, and chazal say, mechuseres amuna hoisa. Bezeh shedoaga lamocha. So the question is, azur rabo yisai. The yeshu is boinim. Where does chazal see? The Torah only says, v'tamal esachem, she filled it, she filled the skin with water. Where does chazal read into this? That she is a chasar namune. That she has chasar namune. Where did Chazal see both chasar namune? Halo yina oiskin be ishu b'no ha-choyle. Let's understand the circumstances. You're having your own mother. Child is sick. She's toying by midbar. They're confused. They're bludgeoning in the midbar. Shomein. Right? A waste midbar. And then toying by sakon and gemurah. The nasa nes. Now that a nes happened already, that what? That Hashem opened their eyes. And all of a sudden there's a be'er of water. Umatsu be'er mayim. Loma loy tidak l'malei sachemus mayim. V'loma nikra ze miktana yamana. Why should this be called a chasun? Why is the indictment of being be small in a munin? Ubir ho admur ha-goyin. Said, v'leib chasmin zatzal. So, v'leib chasmin. But Shogun brings this actually, also. It's a safe leib shalom from Shogun. So, he brings from v'leib chasmin, bitzir. He says, I want to give you the following example. Imagine if a person is zoyka as a schus, imleseya odom b'markov b'mamelo. King has a chariot. And let's say you were invited, you were the lucky one, of all the millions of people, you were invited to ride mamish in the chariot of the melech. V'amelech hivtichoi sheyoichol mishulchoni. And the melech also said, you know what, you're going to eat from my... Ha'itochin sheyochin odom le'atzmoy tarmil, that he's going to prepare a lunchbox, imlecham v'chein masmayim shemeyev. Imagine, he says, it's coming along, as he comes along into the chariot, he's carrying a lunchbox. The king said, what lunchbox? He said, a little bit, in case it's nothing to eat. Can you imagine, would have such a hasoge? And he comes with a little bag in this little bottle, water bottle, right? So you're invited to eat and to drink and to sit together with him, to ride with him. Forget, if you would do that, Harim Yasa came, if he'd come and bring along his little provisions, Umara biyatzmoy she'en yodeya klal mechazdei ha-melech ha-shim ha-noyis. It means he has no asogei what the melech is all about. Rahevada, he says, that's klar lo yazoi voisoi roa v'tzomo. Adrav, yitlam, he says, mipitoi v'yoichol madan ha-melech. He's going to have the choshev foods of the melech. Ubor, it's clear, chenetama, that we would be surprised. We would be surprised on such a person. Lo yisoi odom heich yohin. How does he have the chutzpah, really? Heich yohin means, how klal does he bring himself lalois al mirkeves amelech, right? This mutov al kseifov, and he has, he says, his pekel on his shoulder, umispoil nisivlonas, and we would be nispoil. If the melech does nothing to him, we'd now be nispoil from the melech also. How the melech let this go by? He sees the guy's coming with a little lunchbox. He said, wouldn't we? Said, Rabbi Chasman, in a mamish kein mabitim in a shemayim, it is mamish, this exact moshel, that's how shemayim looks upon, al odam hadoyeg ve'oymer mayoch alamocha. Why? We in this world are riding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chariot. We are sitting in the Shel HaMelech. He said, because she saw Nes. If she saw Nes, she already recognized that she's in the hands of the Melech. And where does the Nes come from? So if she was mamish privy to a Nes, so she saw that she's being in the company of the Melech Malcham Lochem. And now she goes worried still, what's going to be, what am I going to have after that, what's going to come the next day? She saw the nest, the Nibra Avura, it was, a matter of fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created specific for her, a bear of Mayim, the Nibra Avura Briya Chadosha Shul Mayim B'Midbar Shomei, where this didn't exist before, it doesn't exist. Kedei L'Hachir Isnafsho V'Nefesh B'No. Hine Hashem Mimo, it's clear Hashem is with her. She is riding the chariot of the king. V'lo Yazvo L'Nafsho, because Baruch Hu's not going to abandon her. So it comes out, this is the level of Ektan Amonim. It's Madrega Rabbi Yisrael. But this is the Ashkofer of Leib Chatzman says, that he's supposed to recognize. We are riding by Makov of the Melech, Makov of the King. No. So we talk about Bitochen. When Eid has a Tzora, when Eid is in a problem, and we tell him, have Bitochen, what is he supposed to expect that Bitochen is going to do for him? And that's not a simple answer, because as we're going to show here, as a matter of fact, that there are three Madregas. There are three different shittas, as a matter of fact, what Bitochen means when a person has Bitochen. The first one is, and by the way, there are even a different parish that we see over here, we have, Bimhus Midas HaBitochen Yesholish Hagdoris. There are three Hagdoris, it means there are three categories of how to interpret Bitochen. Mornach HaZonish, that's all. There's a Sefer HaZonish, it's called Sefer HaMuna B'Tochen. And by the way, you can use the Lashon Harbe Kulmus and Nishtabru. Many have tried maybe try to say it's called different Pshat in the HaZonish, there's other, but this is the common understanding of what the HaZonish Yishita is in B'Tochen. Look what he says. She be talking a matter of fact, this is just the kitzer. Chazonish says it's a tois, he says Chazonish is the way most of the world understands be talking. What is it? She be talking a perushoi, shele betach yimlat minatzore shelefona. In other words, stop like this. Chazonish's opinion is if a yid chazoshom is an esora, having bitochen, according to Chazonish, is not that because I have bitochen, that means I'm going to climb out of that tzora. Why not? Because maybe the tzora came because you deserved an einish. There's a reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought that tzora upon you, which means that you deserve this matzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything for nothing. There's a reason. And if there is a reason, so bitochen, he says, cannot be the pshat, says the Chazonish, that because I have bitochen, that's going to take you out of the tzora. Look what he says. It does not mean shelabetach yimloit minatzor shelafon v'chol ma sheyikro lo yeh rak toiv. Because that's the normal understanding of bitochen. Tochen is, it's really rak toiv. Loike. Yitochen shenigiz rolov chazisholim zera ro, says the Chazonish. It's yitochen the chazisholim that's examined the shemayim. Oynish al maiso v'roi. So what's bitochen? What does bitochen mean? The Chazonish hazoi. Ela shebeteach b'ashem yoideya, Shishum dovara lo yikroi al goyrul, he says, ho iver or de mikre. Bitochen means if something befalls a person, a tragedy, it's not by chance. It's not for some blind goyrul. A blind girl, somebody sticks his hand into a thing, pulls out. It's not a blind girl, a mikre. Bitochen means he believes that this is b'hashgochas Hashem. It did not happen for nothing. That there's a reason. Let's go further. There's no mikre. Hakol min shemayim, he says, and memela, if it's a shemayim, and if therefore, if Shemayim will decide that I should not have this problem, in other words, the Chazonish says this: if something happens b'derech mikra, then he's in a situation, he's stuck. This is what happened. Guy falls, breaks his foot, and into a situation which, if you are the talking means that you believe that this is a Shemayim, means it's not b'derech mikra. It's not b'derech mikra. It means in the same way that it happened, it shy has to go away also. Because why? Because there's no more reason, said the Chazonish, we don't have the whole Oshni. There's no more reason to believe that this tragedy is going to continue rather than be relieved from you. Because you know it comes in a Shemayim. Bitochen does not mean that you are sure, you're convinced that if you have bitochen, that's going to go away. No. Bitochen means that you're 100% convinced it's in a Shemayim. You have bitochen that there's no mikre. And therefore it's no mikre in a Shemayim. You have bitochen that what? That it's shaykh to go away from you. It's shaykh. Because there's no reason it should have to stay more than be relieved, because it comes in Shemayim. You both decide it's all, not that you're not going to have it. But to say that Bitochen, I know because of Bitochen, that's Bitochen, I have Bitochen, that Zikr is going to go away, Chazonish's opinion is not like that. Yeah, that's shita number one. That's shita number one, Bitochen. Bitochen means to know there's no mikra. To rely that whatever happens comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore decides it should no longer be there. And by the way, so maybe through Trila and through other things. But now that you know that comes in a Shemayim. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, you can make him decide by doing the right things and so on. It will go away. But not that Bitochen means you have Batuach that's going to go away. That's not Bitochen. Chavis Alvavis, the opinion is not like that. Baal Chavis Alvavis, we have further. Oimer, it's later in Perikei a little bit, some of it. She Bitochen Bashem, Ochein Perushoi, Shlo Ye'er Eloi Shum Tegara. Bitochen Bashem means that person has bitochen that no ill will befall him. Now, what about the fact we see great tzaddikim, they have all kinds of problems. Ulemorois, it says, in spite of the fact she yitochen, for odam yachshoiv she ira lo yosef. It's yitochen that many times a person finds himself in a situation where he believes that this is a tragedy, oitzora, ein ze dovara, yishim de kolma de ovid rachmona le tav ovid, and a besoifah shel dovar, he will one day realize, if not in this world, in the next world, me'az yotzem osoik. From all the difficult situations, sweetness comes out of it. U'min atzora hazu titzmach lo toive. Whether be'olam hazeh, or be'olam havoh. But the point is, the tav of it. Shavoy noisov yischapro adayin hazeh. So that's the tav alone. That a person, he said once, very interesting, the Goyim once said, that whenever you open up the Sefer Eishes Chochmah, there's a Shaar Gehenim over there. And if you learn the Shaar Gehenim, probably not going to sleep the next few nights. They the Moirig that Gehenim shall shell again, Gehenim shall ash. He depicts the Gehenim. They say one of the great tzaddikim once said to Rabbi Nishlon, as I'm leading to Yoshua and Klali soil, said Rabbi Nishlon said, if you would have put the Yetzer Hara in the Rishis Chochmah, and the Shaar Gehenim you put open in the world, he says, so we'd see the Gehenim in front of us, and the Yetzer Hara in the Rishis.
Then he said, you have a pain if we don't do your Ratzon Hashem. Well, Maisi said, the Yetzer Hara is in us, and says, and the Gehenim is put, you put in Rishis Chochma. I said, what do you expect from us? You do the opposite. The Yetzer Hara would be in the Rishis Chochma, he says, and the Gehenim would be here in front of us. Then we'd be able to make the proper choice. But Maisi, the Yetzer Hara is within us, and this is the Gehenim must have held in Rishis Chochma. So the Goy said, I want you to know that what's written in Rishis Chochma, he said, it's not a Guzman. Any time. So one of the Talmidei HaGro asked the Goy, and he says, Oydazoy, Eich Matsino Yadena Bradleinu. We're far from that. So the Goy Nishloim says, all the sorrows that the Nishom is going to have to go through. So the Goy said, but. What's the but? So the Goy said, Emes, all the serious inyonim brought out in the Rishis Chochma about the Gehenim, about the severe Oinshim of Gehenim, is true. However, in this world, any little tsar we have here cancels out a lot of tsar in the next world. So the Goy says, every little piece of tsar, here maybe it's $1 worth of tsar, Shumai could be $1 million worth of tsar. So every little tsar that you go here, in this world, wipes out a lot of it. Which means at the end of the day, Bezus Hashem, there is something to hope for that will be at this, something that we can tolerate, something that we can be soivel. So said the Goy. So Mitzarechot, he says, what's written there is 100% then, he says. Because it's not exaggeration. However, every little tsar in this world makes up for a lot, wipes out a lot of the tsar in the future world. So Kaponim say, here we have from the Chovetz Chavovos, he says, that bitochen of a person is, shloyer lo shum pegara, it's toiv chesed only. And if Chaz Vashom does find himself an Esara, he still has to believe that what? That komar dovid rachmon lo tavo, turn the sheet on the side, and go and let's see what the Maral says. The Maral says even further, the Maral says, more than we'll see, but actually the Maral goes in the same way, but we soon will see with the stroke. The Maral says like this, Moral promises us that anyone who's a Beteich B'Hashem, lo yikro shum dovaro, shum osoin v'shum tzoro. Mishim Shakosh Baruch Hu Yerachim Olov, afal pi shein roya l'kach. Here's the mile of B'tochen. Even though you're not worthy, but B'tochen alone makes it worthwhile. Because of your B'tochen alone, that will protect you from any serious harm. Im ochein ti eloi midas B'tochen emiti, bo'im kalev. Ubeschus, he says, Havitochen, he says, Yatzliach li hinotzul mikol pega u mikol machlo. And he brings down, Umuve b'zor HaKodesh, Yebeteich b'Hashem be'emes, Ein kol b'nei ho'oilom yecholom lahavzikloi. No one has shlita over you, if you're Beteich b'Hashem. V'afilo im mazloi ra, even a person was born in a mazloi ra, Yashpilo eshem izborach min ho'oilom o'elgen, from a higher world, above the mazlois, which is ma'ala mazlo. Zemara. Go more on these lines. The Koich of B'tochen, a person is mamish, is protected. Comes now a step further. Rav Yisrael Salanter, you have a kick. B'derech zu holach Rav Yisrael Salanter Zatzal. But he says, Shema she'odem b'teach she'yeh ke'yeh. Now that goes a step further. Because till now we were talking about B'tochen will protect the person from tzara. But let me ask you an example. I'm going to use this exaggerated mushal. Let's say a person wants to have a new car. And he says, I have the Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me a new car. None of the above said that you're going to get what you... But Tochen is going to protect you from Osim. Tochen will protect you. Not be able to be mad with you. Will the Tochen give you that which you want? If Yisrael comes on and says yes. Yisrael says, Shema she'odem b'teach she'yeh, it says ken yeh. Ve'esh elishol. So you can ask a question. Bishlam b'yehudi tzadik b'yereichet. Hamadag b'g b'kalaki b'chmura. Who's mommy so careful on every step of the way? V'nizar kol yomov mishemet shel avera, from any vestige of an avera, afilu kala b'yoser, even the smallest avera. Nu, said Lu, he said loy yeshna efshirus lifket toyer b'Hashem ulahamin, kashem mizborach yokus v'rachim olov beisarosoi b'skus mitzvoisov u'matzav atoyvin. Avol keitzad misugel toyer b'Hashem mishloy nishmera me'obod. But let the someone who is not careful to be shomerat from averas. Then medagde b'mitzvah. Ha'imroi oisu Yehudi, is such an also worthy? Shemidus ha'betochin te'oirer olav rachmi shemayim? Ha'imoisu balchet zakoish ha'shem yizborach, that yecholet soisu, should redeem him, pull him out. Minam sukkah, he says, eleo nikla, that he finds himself. In other words, if a Rosha has betochin, I'm not sure exactly how a Rosha would have betochin, I guess you could talk about a Rosha in the colloquial sense, that a Rosha poshet, he's a mamin, but he's a rosh. I mean, again, he can't control his urges. He can't control whether it's in the area of money, whatever the situation is. He does ma'aser rishis. Look what he says. Is betochen going to help him if he does not have too many schusim? Hachuvit, number five. We move over to the left. Hachuvit. Emes v'yatsiv. Kol Yehudi ba'asher hushom yocholotzeis mikol tzaroisov alidei sheyiftach b'ashem b'emes. Any Yid, no matter what, we're not going to check his tzitzis. We're not going to check how many times a day he davens, how much tzedakah he gives. B'tochen is a totally, it's a different set of rules. Ein midas b'tochen kishuro leisnahagusoy ulan maisov shel abeteich b'ashem. Afilu rosho shel abeteich b'ashem, said Rabbi Yisrael, yoytze nitzkrim is that, efadin. He gains. How do you know that? Tremendous chiddush to say. Kach omru chazal, listen to chazal. Yalkut Shemoyin, you have it there in Tehillim, Lamed Beis. Open up Yalkut Shemoyin, you'll see it says on the following. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosha. Erosha, right? Erosha's in Batrek, a lot of different sorrows. Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosha. A lot of different pains. A lot of different sorrows. Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosha. Then the Pasuk says, Mamish further, Rabbi Teyan Bashem, Chesed Yisoy Bevenu. Now, given to the Pshat like this. A Rosha is Rabbi Machoivim. Can expect to have a lot of sorrows. However, if Bateh Bashem, so usually you think, who's not a Rosha? Bateh Bashem. Chazal say no. Bateh Bashem goes on the Rosh himself. He is a Rosha, but he's a Rosha with Bateh Bashem. Rabbi Machoivim is a Rosha. Bateh Bashem, not talking about another person. The same Rosha, if he has the need of Bitochim, Chesed Yisoy Bevenu. Chazal. It's a mind-boggling thing. Look further. Avila Rosha, he says, Ubeiteach Hashem Chesed Yisoy Bevenu. Pirish. Sheloim and Chazal are learning the words Habeiteach Hashem Koyad Eliel. It goes above. It goes Batitzach on the Rosh. It goes on the Rosh Sheav Horosh Shemagia Loi Oinshim Yisurim. In Bevet Beiteach Hashem Chesed Yisoy Bevenu. If you think, okay, it's a medrash. Not every medrash, maybe, you know, it's part of them. Zagadite. Vechein Mivim Besvorm Agdoshim Shem Haramban. Lefarish the Haposik version there. He brings it from Ramban as well. Ubishit Zu Hichzik Achrov Talmidoy, the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael, famous Talmud. He said Talmud Agodol Rabbi Yosef Yosef and the Vardik. That was the altar for the Vardik when also that shittes. So very very fascinating is to see the different aspects in terms of Bitochim. Nope. Well, we go back to Chodesh Talmudis Rabbi Yisrael. So let's take a look here. We're starting here Perek Shlishi. In the, so the Chodesh Talmudis, so those who have the other Chodesh, we have the sheets who have the regular, you have the regular Chodesh Talmudis, it's Perek Shlishi. I think it's Reish Tezvov, maybe in the regular Chodesh Talmudis. That's right. Okay, so Chodesh Talmudis starts as follows. By the way, what he's going to try to tell us here is as follows. In order, Chodesh Talmudis wants to also not only tell us the milas of Bitochim, not only want to tell us, give us a way of how to become a Baal Bitochin. In other words, what is necessary to be a Baal Bitochin Sholei? In order for a person to be what's called the Shleimus of Bitochin, so there's a number of things. It means that a person has to understand, basically there's five conditions. There's five conditions which the Chavis Lavov is going to present, which is important as a Hagdoma for a person to realize he has to work on these five conditions in order to become a Baal Bitochin Sholei. One of the conditions are going to be, because we had in the previous shurim, there are seven tanoim. Seven tanoim, he said, Rishon, Vasheni, Vashlishi. If you want to have, put your trust in someone, let's hope that this person has all of these milas. And he points out that no human being will have all these milas. All of these seven milas, he counts as tanai number one. And he's, by the way, he's going to go again very bekitzer over the conditions. So, tanai number one is, find a person who has all these seven milas, which is superhuman, then you can trust in him. If you find such a person, trust in a human being. Otherwise, you only trust in Kodesh Baruch Hu, because only Kodesh Baruch Hu has all of these seven milas. That's tanai number one. Tanai number one, that the person should possess all of the seven milas. Tanai number two, if you want to trust anybody, and certainly Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's you have to believe that Hashem is Yedei Machshavos. You have to let, in other words, Hashem knows whether you are B'teyach B'leiv Sholem or not. Because if we're saying you have to be B'teyach B'leiv Sholem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act on your bitachon. Then the premise has to be Hashem knows it. Now, Hashem reads, how do we know whether you are B'teyach Sholem or not? So, in order to be B'teyach Sholem and to be able to reap the rewards of that, you have to believe Hashem is a day machshavos. Hashem exactly knows your machshavos and measures exactly to what degree your bitachon is. So that's the second tanai, that you believe Hashem is your day machshavos and therefore He's able to measure to what extent your bitachon is. The third thing He's going to say, if you want to be B'teyach B'Hashem, there's one prerequisite besides the others. One major thing. You can't trust somebody else at the same time. Some people say, I trust in Him and Hashem. No. There's no shutras here. You trust only in Hashem. You realize, there's a role of a human being to an extent what the human being does. That's all part of the shlichus.
But you trust in Hashem. The trust is on Hashem. Not that you trust in Hashem and the person. That's another thing. To be an Isha Sholem in Bitochem. And then he says the fourth thing is also that you have to be mishtavel to do. See, he goes with the Shita, the Koy Bezalvavit, to be mishtavel to do what Hashem wants you to do. And hey, he says, the fifth thing is that in spite of the fact that Hashem controls everything, you have to realize Hashem created the world with Derech HaTeva, and if Hashem is going to bring things out to the Oifn of Derech HaTeva, and if Kadosh Baruch Hu was Geyser, you have to do a certain amount of Ishtavos, whatever it is, you know, because that's the Ratzon Hashem, but not because those things are helping you. The Ratzon Hashem was that you do whatever Chelik you have to do. That basically is going to develop the five conditions. So here we start now. So he starts and he says, that Chomesh HaGdomo is Hem. There are five Tanoim, Perigimel. Chomesh HaGdom is Hem. Shimhodo Mevin Oysen Al Burion. On top. Is Ach HaGdomo, he says, Ashe Bebeirudon Vamisosom. He says, the Hagdomas, which means the conditions, as a precursor. He says, if a person is clear, in other words, if a person understands clear these five conditions, and he believes them to be true, only then Yushlam Lo'odom HaBitochen Belikim. Then a person will become a Sholem in Bitochen, and these are Hen Chomesh. These are five. There's five things that a person has to make it clear to himself. He should recognize the Bibir and the Emitis Adover, that this is the way that it is. So the point that Achas Mehen, the first Hagdom is, She Yamin V'Yizbar Etzloi, that he should believe and it should be clear to him. That what? It should be clear to him, His Kapsus Hashiv V'Nyonim Belikim. Remember he pointed out there's seven things, to be more than compassionate, and so on and so forth, all the things. He has to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu has all of these seven milas. He has to believe that. His emunah has to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu has these skapsus, has the collection, the totality of all the seven inyonim, and he's going to repeat again the seven inyonim later. The seven inyonim. Asher biskapsom b'mi sheboichem boi. Because if you want to trust someone, that person should have all these seven milas. And therefore, being that B'tochen should be in Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, incorporates all these seven milas. And then you're talking to Toyachol. Then it's shy of the one that you should trust in him. He says, "Ukvar zechartim." I already mentioned it in the previous parak. The ha'iroisi aleim, and I already discussed them. He says, "The mashin is damalim and akosid," as I showed from the various psukim. He says, "Behein." But then he goes quick. So starting over very quickly, these seven things. By the way, but it's not in the same order as they did before. And in the first, it's a sefer called Marpel and Nefesh, and the Chaim Salavis. It says the same as that. Ei mukdim emuche batoyer. There's also no difference which one is first or second, because you'll say, "Hey, wait a minute. He said number two, number three." And you go back over there, you'll see that they don't. But Sakhakal, you have all the seven. Anyway, so he says, Harishim, the Tanai number one, that you have, this is all part of the seven things, which is all part of Tanai number one. He says, Harishim Shabari is Baruch Marachim Elodim Yoyser Mikol Marachim. A person has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most compassionate than anybody else, Yishayah, to have compassion. There's no one's going to have more compassion than Baruch Hu. Not only that, the Chol Rachmin Bechemlo Shiyim Mizulosi Yolov. That even if you find anybody else that has compassion over you, kulam hei merachme hokel v'chemlosoi. All of that comes because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made that other person be compassionate to you. So if you find a person, a particular person, that is compassionate to you, realize the reason he's compassionate, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in his heart that he should have compassion for you. So shtamtus nishvenen. It doesn't come from him, it doesn't stem from that person. So if he sees somebody's particularly nice to you, so and so forth, oh, he's such a fine, could be he's a fine mensch also. But the fact that he's so compassionate to you, because Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in to you, he said, he put it into that person that he should have rachmanas on you. And he ties the chavis of all the ties of his posse in the Borim Yud Gimel. V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho v'hirbecho. So what does it mean? Because the chavis of the pshat is like this. Because Chazal, by the way, maybe it's actually to another Chazal. Chazal on that posse. V'nosan l'cho rachamim means Hashem will give rachamim into your heart that you should have pity over others. Hear this? Nochamo. V'nosan l'cho rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you rachmanim, he'll give you rachmanim. What do you mean he'll give you rachmanim? He'll give you rachmanim, he'll give you the feeling of compassion on others. And as a result, v'rechamcho. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be compassionate on you too. Midah k'neged midah. If you'll be compassionate with others, then Hashem will also be compassionate with you. But it's interesting. So it starts with you being compassionate on others. But who gave you that koyach to do that? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you that also. So v'nosan l'cho rachmanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu taka will give you the midah of rachmanis over others. The Nosan Chorachim, so says the Gemara, by the way, in Shabbos Kufnun Aleph. Shabbos Kufnun Aleph. The Nosan Chorachim, Chazal Taj, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you Rachmim over others. And what's the end result? Virecham Cho. If you have Rachmanas over others, and Chazal, that's a famous Chazal. We all know the Chazal. Kolam Rachim ala Briyos. Right? What does it say? Rachmim Olov min Hashemayim. And Chazal Taj it on this posse. Because the Nosan Chorachim,
You will have rachamim over others. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the koyach to have rachmanis over others. And the male of Yerichamcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu in turn will have rachmanis back on you. So the point, but you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives b'lei b'nei yodim the midas rachmanis al alchev. And the second thing of the seven, remember all these seven are considered one tonight, because there are five tonight. All these seven. Vasheni of the seven. What are the sheni of the seven? Ki'aboy, you have to believe. Ki'aboy, if you want to trust in someone, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because you believe that Ki'aboy, Yisale, Lo Ye'omu, Mimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not concealed from him. He knows everything. He knows all your troubles, your needs. If you want to trust in someone to help you, you have to assume that that person knows what you really need. And by the way, if the person believes you need something, and you really don't need it, it could even be that he's going to harm you. He's going to do things for you, believing maybe with good intentions. So to trust in someone, especially he said it should be a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because only Kodesh Baruch Hu has this midah. It's not concealed from him anything that you really need and what's really your toiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows which things are really good for you. You don't even know what's good for you. And so to somebody else that you're going to try to trust in him, that he's going to do what's good for you, you don't even know what's good for you. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only one who knows really what's good for you. So Mele Vahadinoisenze. And then it says, Hadinoisenze means that it follows out Pi logic this way. It follows out Pi Seichel, he says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows mamish every little detail within you, because Mipneshe Hu Echod Mamaisav. Man is part of Hashem's creation. Quite simple, Rabbi said. You can imagine, the first person who invented a car. One can assume that the person who invented the car is the biggest maven on the car. He imagines that someone later on who comes and starts, something gets wrong with the car, and the person who invented the car says, I want you to fix it this way. Somebody else says, no, to fix it. We can listen to the one who invented the car. Who can argue with the one who invented the car? Who can know more about the car? Especially the one who invented the car may know about it. The little screw way down there deep. If that little screw is not there, the car's not going to work. The person who didn't invent the car only knows what he sees on the surface or how far he went. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who made you. So who is able to know better than Kodesh Baruch Hu really what's good for you? Or if I can't, who knows really what you need? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, first of all, he says, HaPi Seichel, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's the best for you. It knows everything about you. Shehu Echad Mamaisa, because you are one of his creations. And there is no one else, he says, that knows, he says, how to fix something or how to break something, really. How to be mechanical something. He says, or all of the mishaps, and to know exactly what causes sickness. Yeah, with certain things we know, but there's so much things we don't know. There's certain things that maybe if we would be aware, maybe we're aware that certain things cause a sickness which we're not even aware of today. And the time comes, we find out more and more. Because Baruch Hu knows all the things, things that make you sick. Baruch Hu also knows all the refuahs. So many machlos today, we don't know refuahs. Research. You don't know. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows side the sibis of machlis, all the machlis, and also aruchos, also the refuahs. Yoiser, he says, Yoiser Moiseu. He says, are you going to find? He says that there's anybody else who's going to be able to do that more than the one who actually created it. So he points at it and says, V'miyah den nimtze ba'oisim ibn yodom. And even assuming if there'd be such a thing, that it means ba'oisim ibn yodom, it's something that's made by man. He says. Something that's made by man is a maven on what he's making. Kodesh Baruch Hu, who made you, you should not be. In the Gashmi in the world, man makes something. That man, the person who made it, is a maven on what he made. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should not be a maven on what he made. It's a kavachoy menachmer. Because even when man makes, what do you mean he makes? When man makes things like this, he takes wood and he makes a table. What he did was, he took wood and made a table. But he can't make wood. He take wood. He can make a chair. Yeah. But he can't get the wood that made the chair. He can take stones, he can build a house, but he can't make the stones. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he makes the stones also. He makes the offer. He makes the material. That's what he points out. So if a human being, what he makes is only limited in what he makes, because he only makes panfati, but what is there already? Can't make the wood, can't make the stones, and yet he's amazing what he makes. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it all. Who made the Yesh Miayim? From scratch. Somebody is a name. You're going to doubt Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't know what's good for you, what you need. As he points out, if you find that this feature of knowing when man makes something, he knows, man's making is so limited. Because man cannot create anything, he only create
what's called an incidental form. He can take wood to make out of it a chair. See, the tzura ha'atzmis, the original form. The original form man cannot make. The tzura, as we said, wood making a table, table is the tzura mikris. The tzura atzmis is the wood itself. Man cannot create the tzura atzmis. He has no skills for that. Ein lohem behem shum takbula v'lo yecholis l'chacham. He has no skills, he has no ability to do it. He says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, v'ashe chidesh shoyrish ha'odom. But the one who created even the shoyrish ha'odom, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created not only shoyrish ha'odom, v'tzurosoi, the form of man, u'tchinosoi, the seder chiburoi. Seder chiburoi means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created all the separate Avarim of a person, but he put it together. He put it all together. Create a hand, create a foot, create an eye, a nose. Because you won't put them all in the proper perspective. Chiburoi. I can give you all the limbs, try to put it together. As if it's Daftazan. See if you can do it. Because you created the Tzurk and everything, and also the Chiburoi. In addition to what Chiburoi might mean also, because Baruch was actually, he was Mechaber. What was he Mechaber? Because Baruch actually, he connected a goof with a nefesh. Because Baruch went ahead and connected the goof with a nefesh. Which is a tremendous thing to take the goof which is totally gashmizik, the goof which is totally gashmizik, right? And the nefesh which is totally ruchnizik. Not only chibur, because Baruch Hu made a chibur between the goof and the nefesh, the chiburoi. The goof, by the way, is the lowest in the hierarchy of the different levels in the bria. The goof is the lowest in the olam gashmi. Talk about the gashmi in the world. The goof is the why? Because the way in the order the Kuzari brings it, it starts doimen tzomeya chayim edaber. Doimen are those which are inanimate objects, which is the lowest in the state of devoid of any life. Rocks, offer, there's no life whatsoever in it. By the way, as Rabbi Levi used to say, by the way, diamonds are also only diamonds, like stones and offer. They have no life in it. They're inanimate objects. They're not a madrega higher. In the classification, the order of the Bria, he said, makes them diamonds and stones and all of the Zeldas. All of the lowest. Then comes Tzemeach, something that grows. That's already a little bit of life. That's a madrega higher. You say a plant is alive. Well, to a certain degree. Like a person is not alive. You can't compare. In certain balachayim, you can't compare. But a tzemeach is something already has some. There is some dargis of a drink of life. Then comes chai, all the balachayim, oifis, birds, animals, and so on, that's chai. Then comes man, which is a medaber. He's even able to speak. So in the lowest, by the way, these are all four madregas in the level of the bria, in the hierarchy, all in the world of gashmis. The guf is made out of offer. The goof of a person is made out of offer. That's even the lowest. So Kosh Baruch Hu took the lowest in the world of Gashmi, which is the goof, which is offer, and he connected it. He was mechaber with the nefesh, which is the highest in the spiritual realm. So he takes the nefesh, which is the highest in the spiritual realm, and put together the goof. And that's the famous words, of course, what the Ramah teaches. When a yid says 5-6 times a day, with chesed godel, you use the facilities, and you say, Roife chol bosor, umasli lasas, Kosh Baruch Hu is a roife chol bosor. Umafli Lasa is that he does neploys to get things. That's tremendous pellet to get things. So about how would you touch normally? Pellet to get things. Yeah, it's a goof. The human body is about it. Ain't pellet of goyle mazeh. Human body is a moyridik. Yet the remote touch, the mafli Lasa is because in order to be alive, you have to have an ishoma. And these are part of the sarsen, like Asian mind. Asian mind cannot coexist. Nishoma and a goof normally, the dechatevi, cannot coexist. And a Kosh Baruch Hu was geyser, take an ishoma, he says, and put it into a goof, and they exist. That's called the mafli lasis. They touch no more. When you say the bracha roif was a mafli lasis, means that we have the ability, our nisham and our guf. That's vichiburoi. That's another pshat, possibly in the chayus above. That's vichiburoi. All the inyanim of chibur that Kishbron created. And we mentioned it quite a few times already with the altar from Kalam used to say. In the world of shatchanim, there are many shatchanim. There are better shatchanim, and there are worse of shatchanim. Where shatchanim? Shatchanim who are mezavik things poshet sishtimnish. And they are better shatchan. But the worst shatchan in the world, said Alta Bunkelm, would never occur to him to be Mishadach and Odom with a Behem. Good. And here came a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a shidduch between the Nishom and the Guf. I don't understand that shidduch. That's Rav Chobosu Mafli Lassus Rabbi Yisrael. That is the Chibur. Weiter, said Chobos of Ovis, Hu HaChochom HaYedeya B'inyon Etoi Aloiso. He says, this is the Chochmi, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who understands clearly. So he has to be the real Chochom, who knows that which is Toyaloysov, that which truly benefits man, Unizokov, and that which is harmful to man. Again, what's good in this world and Bachriso, and in the next world. But because the Pesuk says, Ani Hashem Elokecha, says the Posik. Ani Hashem Elokecha, says the Posik. Melamedcha lehoil. I'm the one that instructs you to find what benefits you. Melamedcha lehoil. And Madrichcha b'derech telech. I'm the one who guides you in the right way. Because I know which derech is really good for you. By the way, Rabbi Isa, Ani Hashem Elokecha, that's the Posik he quotes. Melamedcha lehoil. What it means like this. Because I am, why does it say Ani Hashem Elokecha? What's Hashem Abai? Hashem Abai is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mahave. Right, he's the one. He's Mahave Kol Abayis. He makes and brings everything into existence, and even that which exists already, Kodesh Baruch Hu blows life into it every moment. So, being that I'm the Mahave, being that I'm the inventor, Ani Hashem Elokecha. I'm the Havaya. I'm the one who makes it. That's what Melamed Chol Ohel. I am the one who is only one who can teach what's really right for you. Because I'm the inventor. The inventor is the one who knows all aspects. So it's Ani Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Havai means that I am Mahava. Therefore, I know how to teach you Lohoyel. And Amela, by the way, the Pesuk says also, Shoy Rish Hodom, what did he say before? Shoy Rish Hodom Vitzurosoy. All the aspects of man, the specific form that he has. And he says, the Tchunosoy. Tchunosoy is, of course, the Tchunas HaNefesh that a person has. The character traits. Different people have different character traits. So it means like this. Rabbi Yisai, people have different deis, people have different character traits, which also means, which is good for one, is not necessarily good for the other. The advice that you may give for one person is la dafki for the other. So it says after that, which means, each one, I zero in to each individual person. I'm Hashem, the Mahave, and Elokecha, Loshin Yochid. This is Elokechem here. Which means to say is, that what I teach and what I instruct, Melamed Chol Ohel, is each person according to the way which he needs. And the Pesuk says further, "Vomar ki asher yehav Hashem yechiach uche'av." It says, "As ben yirotze." As Parshas says, "Those people who I love, Hashem yechiach." Yechiach means he shows them the right thing. This is here dafke Musar, according to the title of the Pesuk of all this. Yechiach means he's mevar to him. Yechiach means he's mevar to him. It's a loshim birr hadvarim, like you say, if you say when you're neshach to the tariyah. Nero muchrachim mevuyer. It says muchrachim mevuyer. The idea is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevar. Clearly, the person because Hashem Yehav, Av is Ben Yerotzeh, and there's the Av, of course, is a relationship that he has with his son, of course, to do exactly which is really best for him. I want to mention, we stop over here, I thought we'll go further, but I want to mention just an interesting nekudah, and that is that there's a Maisa Shehoya. Was the Maitre Shehoya regarding a particular Rosh Yeshiva. It's very common that they come, of course, to America for money. A particular Rosh Yeshiva, he comes and he had a certain sickness which needed treatment. And he had a particular doctor. He had a particular doctor here in America for that. So what happens is that he felt chest pains. He feels chest pains. And so what he does, first thing he does is he goes to a telephone. This might happen with no cell phones around. So he goes to a telephone. Hard to say that. He goes to find a telephone. Or could have borrowed a telephone. No, he has to go find a telephone. And he dials the text of a little book. He dials the number of the doctor. And he asks, is the doctor so-and-so over there? The person picked up the phone and said, yes, yeah, he happens to be here. His name is Rabbi Fishman. And he says, please tell him Rabbi Fishman needs. The doctor comes to the phone. And he said, Rabbi Fishman, he knows the patient. He has problems with his heart from time to time. And he rushes over to where he is, asking where he is. He rushes over to where he is, and rushes him to a hospital and so on and so forth. And it turns out that if he had not have got him the right time, it would have been a very, very serious situation with him. The doctor asked him, by the way, he said, how did you know where I was? He said, what do you mean? I dialed your number. So the doctor looks at the number. Every number was right. It was one wrong digit. That wrong digit that he dialed was the place that the doctor was visiting another patient. He dialed the right number and I got the doctor. So, Rabbi Yisai, here's the Hashgacha for Protis in every area. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves the person, Melamed Chol Ohel. He teaches you to do the right thing. He teaches you. Did you think of that? So it was the wrong number, but the right party was it.